Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2024. Folks, I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you for your belief and trust in this platform. Thank you for your belief and trust in me and what we've been doing, what we represent, what we attempt to, the changes that we are attempting to make on the ground, in the trenches. And we thank you for that. With your help, we're doing that. And I've so important to me. Folks, if you go back and listen to yesterday's show, 4621 is the episode. I don't know. I do believe, based on everything that I've seen, I spent the last several hours looking at different stats. We are being throttled. We are being pushed into the sphere of oblivion, I guess. And yesterday's show was extremely, in my view, extremely important as to what is taking place, not just within the U.S., but within the entirety of the West, globally. But it was an important show, and it has been throttled. So go to HagmanPI.com, that's HagmanPI.com, and simply look, and you'll see episode 4621, which was yesterday. At some point, one has to ask themselves: Are we? Is the headwind too great? Is the resistance too great to even continue? And I'm not trying to look. I'm just saying. All right? Sometimes that crosses my mind. I'm thinking, wait a second. You've got so much against you. But then I look at President Trump, and I look at the trials, literal and figuratively speaking, of course, that he's been through. And frankly, I've been through my share as well. But to see him get back up, and granted, he's at a higher level, obviously, than I'll ever be, and I understand that, and that's fine. But it gives me motivation. And speaking of being throttled, whether it's on, I'm on Twitter, Gab, Getter, in the entirety of the social, in True Social, the entirety of the social networking platforms. And to see 50 engagements of a message, of a social media post, when in fact they cut me down to, I think, 22,000 followers, 22.2 or something like that. But the numbers don't even make sense. So I ask for your support if you believe in what we're doing. I ask for your sharing this message on social media. And this is not a complaint. I'm not complaining. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I don't want you to look at it that way. I'm just saying that there is an effort out there to the deeper the cut into the globalist, the scumbaggery out there, the closer you are over the target, the more resistance you're going to get. So I will stand with you if you stand with me and with us. We certainly appreciate that. A couple of things. Yesterday was Super Tuesday, and of course, I'm not going to get into a lot. I mean, you know the headlines. You know the story of Super Tuesday. You know the politics behind it. The neocon Nikki Haley, why she was there. I'm not going to explain all that. I don't need to, because are smart enough, intelligent enough to know the facts. But one thing I want to show you first. This is video one. Now this is an 8-minute video clip. I'm not going to allow this to go 8 minutes. In fact, maybe a minute and a half or so. But I want you to listen to something. Speaking about throttling, and that's why I started the program off about throttling, being throttled. Imagine, just imagine this happening to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Just imagine that Biden being talked about in this fashion. Just imagine Fox News, the ballless, gutless, coward pieces of crap at Fox News. Just imagine them doing this to Biden. Maddow, MSNBC panel. How they treat President Biden. And people actually watch this stuff. And you may say, well, it doesn't matter what they think. No, it matters what they think. It matters what they say. It matters because other people are being influenced by this drivel. Roger Stone sent out a message about, I think, Joy Reid. I can't remember who it was. It really doesn't matter. But, you know, if she had a IQ point less, you'd have to water her like a houseplant, basically. I'm paraphrasing the tweet. But that's what, okay, so we are up against a leviathan of censorship, a leviathan of the weaponization of the Department of Justice. And the media, and I don't care if it's the left or the right, the print or the cable, the media is in bed with the intelligence community, specifically the FBI and the CIA, as well as the NSA and DHS, as well as ICE and every other agency out there, bloated federal bureaucracy, communist infested. They're in bed with them. But listen to, watch this and listen to this. Again, imagine them doing this to Oatmeal for Brains Biden. Play a little bit of cut one here.
I read an article yesterday where it said this is one of the finest run campaigns that anybody has ever seen. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good. It's really a statement. And we have no choice.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but pause it right there.
You know, it's...
Okay, what did he just say? I read an article, right? He was referring to an article that was published and posted about his campaign. That's all he said. Saying it was one of the greatest campaigns ever. So, during Super Tuesday coverage last night, what was, and this is as far as I'm going to go with Super Tuesday. Randy Taylor is on deck too, so stand by for that. We're going to be getting into a lot, including some more about the invasion of the U.S., America perhaps being under attack, also some DEI stuff. But the real crux of today's show is going to be involved in the pipe bomb hoax. Put that back up and let's finish with this. Dispense with this garbage. But I want to see, I want everyone to see what Mad Cow, and I had a hard time distinguishing between whether it was Mad Cow or who's the other dweeb on there, the male guy. I get those two confused, the guy with the glasses and Mad Cow. I get them confused. They look alike. But go ahead and finish with this drivel.
It is, okay. I will say that it is a decision that we revisit constantly in terms of the balance between allowing somebody to knowingly lie on your air about things they've lied about before and you can predict they are going to lie about. And so therefore it is just it's irresponsible to allow them to do that. It's a balance between knowing that that's irresponsible to broadcast and also knowing that as the de facto, soon to be de facto nominee of the Republican Party, this is not only the man who is likely to be the Republican candidate for president, but this is the way he's running.
Well, here's how okay, I balance it.
Pause
yeah.
for Why don't we fact Again, check? Keep that up there. Again, I get confused visually trying to figure out between the guy and Mad Cow, but I digress. So she's calling President Trump a liar, but that's not even the worst part. What the worst part about this is, and don't tell me welcome to the party, Doug. No, I'm pointing this out to people who are new to this show or who have relatives or friends or maybe even yourself. You watch the MSNBC cult channel. But Mad Cow called President Trump a liar. But even more importantly, as I said, made the decision for the viewers and listeners that you, viewers and listeners, are not smart enough. You're not as smart as I am, as we are collectively. In fact, we'll make the decision what you can and can't watch. This is the cult of Biden. This is the cult of Obama. This is the cult of morons. If you watch this crap, you're a friggin' moron. Go ahead and let this play for another minute, and then we'll shut this off, and I'm going to flush it right down into the tubes of history. Go ahead.
The hell out of him.
Yes, and we do that after the fact, and that is the best remedy that we've got. It does not fix the fact that we broadcast it.
But it's
honestly
stunning that
but,
he's
by the
saying
way, what the hell
these
she looking
things and people are hearing
there?
It. Let's just go through it, right? That we have the most devastating economy. Are you kidding me? We have had the best economic recovery of any country in the developed world.
Hang on. Friggin' yeah. I went to the grocery store last night, and I spent $200 on necessities, and we have the best friggin' economy, right? What the hell are you talking about?
We're all broke.
I can't afford, I'm telling you, like you, I can barely afford to go to fill up my tank, get groceries. But yeah, oh, we got the best economy. Thank God, Biden. God bless you, Biden. Oh, yeah. Sorry, lady.
That was a good throw. Hopefully that didn't hit the lens.
I can still see, so. I'm done.
We can't afford a new camera.
No. What was once $1,000 is now $3. What was once $50 in a grocery bag is now $200. But no, we got the best economy. God bless Joe Biden. He rescued us. And look at the stock market. What do you think that is? But hey, gold reached record highs, even with the suppressed market in commodities. And then we got pieces of jack shit. And you know what? I'm done. I'm done being nice. I guess I was really never nice. I'm done with all of this. I'm done with the cult crap of Maddow. I'm done with the cult crap of the left, the communists. I'm done with the invasion. I'm done with the people facilitating the invasion. We're going to be getting more into that. I'm done with all of it. I'm ready to throw down. Let's throw down right now. Watch yesterday's program. It's important. Watch 4620, episode 4621. It's important. By the way, I'm going to be at a conference, Wisconsin Christian News, April 12th and 13th of this year. It might be the last conference I do. Seriously, I'm at this point, I don't think I'm going to be doing any more. It may be their last conference. I'm going to be bringing some evidence from crime scenes for display there. Yes, it's going to be fine for you know, younger people. It's but I'm telling you, folks, tickets. It's my understanding tickets are limited. The venue is small. I think 250 or so. I'm not sure what the cutoff is, but tickets are going fast. So please register right now. It's inexpensive, very inexpensive. If you've been to conferences before, it's not that expensive. So April 12th, 13th, Wisconsin Christian News. Go to, for information, go to WisconsinChristianNews.com, and you can read about it, and then click the link to register. I believe Coach Dave Dottmeyer has the registration up there. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but it's Coach Dave Live where you register. Thank you, Eric the Tech. And I'm still wrestling. I have to arm wrestle Eric the Tech to see if he's going to go. I don't know. We're working on some things because he's got some things to do, as I do. But April 12th and 13th, 2024, we won't back down. And I'm telling you, we won't back down. We're not backing down. So put that on your calendar, please, today. Please, today, sign up for that conference. And by the way, if you cannot make it, and I get it, people have lives, people have to work. I understand that. But if you cannot make it, do me a favor. Support Wisconsin Christian News either by strict donation or by subscription and donation. Rob, the editor, the man behind the newspaper. And I love it because it's an actual newspaper. People say, who the hell reads newspapers anymore? People who care about the future of our country. That's who. Yeah, you can get it online. You can get a digital subscription. You can get a hard copy subscription. I can guarantee you, you know, where the, I think January issue of Wisconsin Christian News is today. At Mar-a-Lago. That's right. You heard me right. All right. So that's enough of that's enough of Super Tuesday. You want more on that? You can go to the Political Commentators. We're into deep investigative things, and but I did want to mention about Wisconsin Christian News. All right, Randy Taylor, Randy Taylor RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to get a hold of him, tips and other things. How are you doing, sir?
We're doing okay.
I gotta find another pen.
Sounds like yeah. You might want to get your pen out of the dog.
Yeah,
she probably looks like a buffalo laying on her side with an arrow on her. Come on, Dad.
No,
stop.
I never hurt my dog.
That's good.
Hurt my dog. And by the way, I want to say this: while you're here, we have to get together. One thing, look. You know, Randy Taylor, you know, and I know Eric the Tech knows that we get like inundated with all sorts of, what would you call it? Thanks, Eric the Tech.
Oh, right. The testicle.
Did you see that? Well, wait a second. It was like.
Good thing you had your vest on, sir.
Oh, man. That thing.
His lung was filling up with fluid. I had to get the fluid out.
Look.
Oh, good job.
Look, there's Matt a Dane. Mark, man. I got a mark on my chest from that. Good throw, by the way.
Good job, George Clooney.
He was almost in the, was it the majors or the minors?
Olympics.
No, seriously, you were a ball player for... You could have made the majors.
I can throw a baseball.
You get hit with a baseball from him? Okay, you'll be in the next county over. Okay, that's his arm is just... But he was almost drafted for, I don't know.
Tall, skinny dudes have weird stuff going.
I'll tell you what.
No, he's got the build for it, though. That's also a good build for hand grenades.
Which we have plenty in the shed in the back, but
there we go.
To the law enforcement, they're under. It's under a wood pile. You have to split the wood, okay, in order to really get to the hand grenades. So split the wood first, and then you'll find the.
They wouldn't know what to do with them anyway.
Cheech and Chong stuff. joke. Okay. I think it was a anyway. Okay, so
Listen, you will vote how we tell you to vote, sir.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That Matt just makes you want to vomit. And the part that bothers me is, how do these people look in the mirror in the morning knowing that they're going to go to work and lie? If she, I was trying to explain this to my daughter yesterday.
No, I got to hear this.
I am, because she was asking about the left. Smart kid, fully conservative, awesome kid. But she said, Dad, what in their head isn't working right? And I said, you just said it. I said, what happens? I said, I'm convinced of this. I said, if you got mind control programs coming from intelligence agencies that are fed into companies like CNN, I said, and then you get these people out here that are pretty simple-minded to begin with, and you start 24 hours a day repeating every 30 minutes, the message is the same. Boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And I said, they've actually done scientific studies where you can program people like that. And I said, I am convinced that the left, to a degree, each person to a degree, is programmed by the media. I'm convinced of that, Doug. You can't argue. Nobody could argue that with me and convince me otherwise. Because I believe the Lord didn't make everybody that stupid.
No, you know what I mean? I agree with you.
I just I go back and I think that when I was younger, people were more comprehensive of things. People could, I read posts. Some of these people shouldn't be allowed to post anywhere. And the stupidity follows them, because once you post something, unless you delete it, it's forever under your name as stupid. And you'll see that on Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And it's like they live in an alternate reality. Like, we're over here in this parallel, we're here, and there's a reality running parallel with us, except indoctrinated. And listen to them when they talk. They talk indoctrinated. Do you know what they remind me of? The people at the airport handing out cookies and flowers. They want to borrow, you know, they want you to give them money. The ones in the gowns. The Moonies.
The Hare Krishnas, yeah.
Those guys, yeah. If you listen to them, the tone is the same and the repetition is the same.
And to your point, I believe we should handle them the same way the first airplane, remember the first airplane movie back in 1980,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, yeah, right. The guy with the white hair, that dude.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen handling.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. We should handle the Hare Krishnas in that fashion, or all the morons on the left. But you brought up a point here, because
or how Alec Baldwin did it on the Miami movie, where he gets off the plane and the guy raises his finger to Baldwin, he snaps the guy's finger, and the guy actually dies from it.
Yeah, hey, life imitates art. Alec Baldwin, Rust. Okay, anyway,
Mama said you shouldn't point.
Yeah. Mama said he should have taken that advice, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Okay, now, but what you said, I think, is important for people to understand. We know that the MK, and I've experienced this, not personally as a victim, but I've worked with MK Ultra victims, okay? And people say, well, that's all BS. That's No.
Oh, no, it's real.
Oh, is it ever real? And the military behind the military,
yes,
in one,
yes,
section, and then you've got the intelligence in the other, and then the merging of the two to create this mind meld into the media.
I ran into them in the military. That was early 80s, and they had already been doing it.
Okay. All right. I think at this point, they've only gotten more creative, and I think they've only gotten more incisive and refined. Okay, the old Hooters.
Their control abilities are better today, and primarily because enhanced communications.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, than it was, say, in the 70s. It's serious. I saw a movie one time, a Charles Bronson movie called Telephone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
that don't discount that, people.
Oh, it's no.
Do not discount that, because I'm telling you, I've worked next to, not with, because you can't work with them, worked next to them. And the main things, honestly, I didn't want to be near them because I figured they'd cost me my life before the day was over.
Yes. And I've seen the, in fact, in Wisconsin Christian News Conference, I'm going to be addressing this. I've seen and heard the MKUltra victims of the experimentation by the media or by the military as well as the IC into trauma-based mind control. Okay. And I never, you know, I really never believed that to be possible until I saw it with my own eyes. I've read about it, but until you see it, until you experience it, you have no idea what we're doing. They'll kill you, by the way.
And you're right about being throttled. We're being slaughtered on Twitter. You know that I am active on Twitter every day.
Give your Twitter handle out.
Okay. I am RandyTaylor_USA. At RandyTaylor_USA. And get on there. Follow me. Just, you don't even have to post. Just please retweet what we send out for better exposure. We are both being throttled. I have been on, Doug took a break from it for a while. Now he's back.
Yeah.
But okay. I was there. I've been there consistently for the last 3 or 4 years. I was up to about 5,000 followers, which isn't a lot in Twitter world. But went right back down to below 1,000 overnight.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't think that Mr. Musk has control over all his employees, because he doesn't. Look at, you can click on the actual that circle and go, oh, we got right here the followers. See, I have 2,242. I was closer to 5 grand. There are still people from Jack's regime active at Twitter.
Yeah, I was up to over 50.
Do not think they're gone. The only way to beat them is you've got to get in there and retweet. You've got to help us populate.
Yeah.
You just got to. And it'll be links like to today's show. If Doug puts something out, I'll always retweet it. And he does the same thing with me. But it's like we're fighting the whole world on this. And then I sit there and I look at the dumbest crap shows up in my timeline, like, what number do you see in the dots? I didn't come here for a test.
Yeah.
Jackasses. You know, it's unbelievable. We're being throttled just now today, just trying to get to the show. Okay. You wouldn't believe what I had to do at my end just to get to the show here. To get a Zoom link that would work.
Yep.
We are getting hit everywhere. You got to help us. We can't fight this on our own.
Let me just say this because of this, because you know that I get sent every product out there to try and to test. And this is a commercial. Might as well be. In fact, I'm gonna say that this is a commercial, but it also with a point. Okay, we had a meeting of certain. I don't like the word influencers. I don't like that word, and I don't like the word talent.
Inner circle.
Well, other radio and talk show hosts. Okay, we had this meeting last night, and like you today, it was an exercise, an incredible exercise to get onto this meeting. But what was the meeting about? And this is where the commercial comes in. As I said, I get sent every product that, you know, every supplement, everything that you could possibly take. I'm going to tell you folks something, all right? What the elite don't want you to know is that there is something out there that will help you immensely. And I'm talking about rebuilding your body to the way God made it. Now, I'll just show you this. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Hagman. This is NanoSoma. I don't know what's in here exactly, but I take this. It's a spray. I take this 5 shots a couple of times a day, and the change in my metabolism, the change in my status as a type 2 diabetic, the change in my heart issues, the change in my hips. My one hip, I was going to need a replacement, not no more.
You need to send me a bottle of that there, Kemosabe.
Well, no, you've got, yeah, and this was part of last night. This is why I'm mentioning it, because I've got some stuff coming to you, but it was so difficult to get the meeting on the platform. And
okay,
but folks, do me a favor, please listen to this, and I'm going to shut up about this. I found this. I don't take any other supplements. No, I've stopped taking supplements. I only use this because this tells my body what it needs, and then my body fixes the problems.
Does it spray under the tongue? No,
no, it's just sprayed in your mouth.
Okay.
Just spray it in your mouth. Spray it in your ear if you want. I don't care, but your mouth is better. Okay. This, and also my dog who's got Cushing's, the lady's got Cushing's disease. Believe it or not, I give this to my dog. Not, I don't spray it. I do something else with it, but it's been helping.
No wonder she won't come around.
Yeah, wrestling with my dog. Yeah. I don't do it that way. Okay. But folks, do me a favor. Two favors. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Hagman. But part of that, watch the videos. And you might say, I don't have time to watch. Watch the videos.
Take the time.
Because understand what this is. I can't explain. I'm not going to explain it.
Well, one thing I can say about Doug, the audience, I can tell you this. If he doesn't 100% believe in the product, it's not going to be here.
He could
have lines of banners down his side. Don't think that people don't try and get on the site, okay? No. They're filtered. They have to be. They have to be tested. They have to be true. And every single person that wants, you know, company or whatever, Doug has to be familiar with it. If I'm using it, he'll ask me. If Eric's using it, he'll ask Gary. But we just don't run and throw stuff up on the show. So when he says this works, that's why I'm asking for a bottle of it. Because I feel like crap bottle, all brother. The time. Yeah,
I'm sending you a case of it. But it's not the most inexpensive item. However, it will seriously, it'll replace what you're taking now. And I guarantee you, my wife, who is probably the worst ever in like the most critical of things, said, you know something, this is the greatest thing I've ever had. I mean,
so simple. That's so simple too, really, to spray it in your mouth.
When we left for the trip, we had to make sure we had this, and I cut my hand real bad on the trip, and there's a cream or a gel too that fixed the cut. You just rub this on. And I got to tell you, I cut my hand. You can't even see where, and it was deep, and it was like ER kind of thing. Let's go. But I put that on, and honest to goodness, within a couple of days, you can't even see where it was cut. Which brings me to I'll say this. You know the bug out bags that you can get through a satellite phone store? Mm-hmm. The knives are sharp. Okay, that's all I'll say. It was a stupid thing I did. All right, so let's get on with the program. But this whole thing does look, if you've got something, they're going to stop you. If it works, they're going to stop you from helping other people. If you've got information, same thing, information, they're going to stop you from making sure other people hear that information.
The left is in full panic mode.
Exactly.
Don't think that they're not. I know they're trying to act cool. They're scared. They're really scared because they're watching a guy that's having everything on the planet thrown at him.
He's
still rocking. That's right, baby. Can't stop rocking. The man is a rock. Okay, and that's when they scare me, though, is when they get desperate. And I'm going to tell you something. If you listen out there, you stupid son of a bitches, and I mean this. Anything happens to Donald Trump, it's on. I'm just telling you, I don't have to say that to anybody. I'm telling you what's on the street. You do something to that man, and it's on. It's you. You don't want to. You You should put a detail on him to protect him. Because you haven't seen what hell looks like.
Are you afraid that this is going to happen?
I know. If they do something to him, I know what's going to happen.
No. My question to you is...
Are they going to do something stupid?
No. Do you think it's likely that there will be an attempt made to take him out?
Yes, I do. I hope even besides Secret Service, he has private security. That's incredible.
I know he does.
I'm talking, Eric Prince kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, he's got a very, very, very loyal detail in addition to the Secret Service.
That's critical because remember, the Secret Service is a government agency.
Yeah.
Remember that. And his guys are good. I'll give him that. But I want him to see absolutely draped in other security. These people are getting desperate, Doug. Listen, go and look at the post. Watch a post to get posted and then disappear.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, I pray to God nothing happens to that man.
It reminds me, I'm not going to go there. All right. I'll tell you what. I want to show you this because we got to get to this.
You got a ton of videos here.
Yeah. All right. So, the border has so many ramifications. And this, in the first 100 days of Biden, Joe Biden signed 94 executive orders, many of them overturning President Trump's EOs and policies and administrative orders as well, which opened the border. As a result, you have these scumbags, these prisoners, these garbage. Christians often say, "Well, it's not Christian like that." No, they're garbage. They're criminals.
Human garbage.
Yes. Watch this 21-second video, and think about Lake and Riley. I know the name's been everywhere. Play it as we talk over it. Here's Lake and Riley being carried out of these churches.
She's just a baby, man.
22 years old.
That's a baby.
Now compare that coverage to the month-long celebration of life for George Floyd, who died from a friggin' fentanyl overdose, who had COVID-19, and who was a career criminal. The darling of the freaking communist left, and this is the.
But he was choked out.
Yeah, choked out. Right. I'm not saying that cop was the best, but I'll tell you what, he shouldn't be where he's at.
He did a lot of talking for somebody who was choked out.
Oh yeah, but by the way, if you're choking, I can guarantee you from my EMS days, if you're being choked or if you're choking, you cannot breathe and you cannot speak. Okay.
And his mouth was running.
He died from a fentanyl overdose. And the left, from Nancy Pelosi to Biden to Obama to all of the scumbaggery on the left, turned him into a hero.
Department of Justice was shameful on all of that. They should be ashamed of themselves. It was filthy what they did. Filthy.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn about his family, his kids. I don't give a shit. Okay. He died of an overdose and there's a cop sitting in jail. Over this.
Two, I think.
But screw you, people.
There you go.
I'm done. I'm with Doug. Done.
Eric,
done.
Go ahead, Eric.
I said they're probably not in jail.
What do you mean they're not in jail?
Because they were probably put to the task.
They were what?
They were probably put to the task.
Oh.
To kill them?
Yeah.
To set it up that way? Yeah. I don't know. Crap happens.
Wasn't that cop seen in other places?
He was with Elvis, man.
you gotta have fun.
St. Thomas was on.
But okay, which leads me to cut three. Now, this is from 4 days ago. Again, we don't jump on stuff just because it's news of that day. We look into the deeper meanings and aspects of things. Steve Bannon, this is a message to Speaker of the House, Johnson. And I could not applaud more for this. When you consider the fact that the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, was replaced by this dweeb. And this dweeb, same, hey, new boss, same as the old boss, right?
He has a Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson. He's got the authority to do things, congressional authority to do things, and he's not doing it. Well, here's what Steve Bannon has to say about that. And I love Steve for this clip alone. Hey, I love him. Here it is, cut three.
Okay. I don't like doing this, but it's got to be done. Boris is going to come on in a second here. He's got lots of updates for us. But Johnson, you know, Grace and Mo just got this to me in the break just 30 seconds ago. But I got to do this. I got to do it. So Johnson sends out this tweet. Lake and Raleigh's life was tragically taken too soon. Her memorial service being held this afternoon in her hometown of Woodstock, Georgia. Kelly and I continue to pray for her family, friends, and the entire UGA, University of Georgia community as they reflect on Lakin's life and the many lives she touched. Okay, that's fine. That's the very good. But dude, you had every opportunity to shut the frickin' border and not allow this to happen to anybody else. Do that in her memory. What are you talking about? This is the kind of mealy-mouth nonsense people hate. We have either have a crisis or you don't. And Johnson, clearly you don't believe that. I don't need to hear this unctuous, sanctimonious. It's disgusting. You had every opportunity to get the people that are driving the invasion into a room and say, hey, you have no more money for anything until you shut down the border. And that's going to ensure, at least partly ensure, that no more murderers come in here to murder other Lake and Rileys. Do that in a memorial. You're revolting. This is the reason people hate this city, and quite frankly, this is the reason people hate wimpy, pencil-neck Republican politicians, and this is why Donald Trump came on, was a breath of fresh air, and beat the 16 people he beat back in 2016 against Murdoch and all of them, and then defeated the Clintons, and then they tried to steal his first term. He fought him through 3 great years of peace and prosperity for a bioweapon. And then when they had the summer of love and everything against him, he still won with 74 million votes and they had to steal it again. And we've had nothing but a catastrophe in this country since then. Don't send that kind of tweet out. Do something in her honor. Close the frickin' border, and you've got the responsibility to do it. The framers of this country, the founders of this nation, gave you the power. Gave you the power. And you send this unctuous thing out. Tweet. Thoughts and prayers are with you. Her life cut down in the closing moments. What do you think? She wanted that, or was she pleading in her mind, why didn't somebody stop this? How could this guy be murdering me right now? You're revolting. Your cowardice and your wimpiness is revolting. And you wonder why Trump has ascended again after they tried to bury him and make him a non-person? Because the whole nation, even people that don't agree with him politically and people that don't like his style, are sitting there going, we're in a crisis, and at least this guy stands in the breach.
At least he didn't throw his pen. Okay. Now, what he said there, 100% accurate. Narte, I want to get your take on exactly what he said, because there are other Lake and Rileys. And here's one other thing, too. Again, getting personal, and I'll just say this. I appeared in court a number of years ago, 4 years ago. Across from the person who brought fentanyl enough to kill seriously, enough fentanyl to kill two elephants and injected that fentanyl into my son. And I buried my son. And to that person responsible for that, and by the way, my investigation that I conducted with a team of investigators traced that fentanyl right to the southern border, right to the southern border. And there were four hops in between. And I gave the names, the locations, the addresses, everything that you could possibly need to the DEA, to the DAs. And they said, thanks, we'll work on it. Because that whole thing was not what people believe it was. And I have not made any attempts to correct it because, frankly, I'm just not going to do that. But when I was in court, after I got done, and let me tell you, you think that this is an act? This is no act. This is me. The judge looked at that person on the other side and said, I'm going to sentence you to the max in jail. Why? Protective custody. That's probably the safest place for you, looking at that man over there and pointing to me. I believe we, individually and collectively, as American citizens, as proud white Christian nationalists, a term, a phrase, a descriptive quality I relate to. And you can call me that all day long, and I will say thank you. Because I am a white Christian nationalist and proud of it. But Americans, I believe, have had a belly full of this leftist bullshit crap from the fentanyl from the southern border that are killing, 400 young people or people a day? The border invaders coming in, unvetted, by way of Obama, Biden. And don't give me this crap that Trump didn't know that, Biden wasn't president, mentioning Obama. I suspect that there was probably, it was probably somewhat on purpose. If not, certainly done subconsciously, but correctly. But Americans have had a belly full of this crap. And I'll tell you something right now. You want to have a go at this? I'm ready. Randy Taylor, go ahead. Your thoughts.
I hear you, brother. I definitely hear you. And I remember when all that occurred, I was really worried about you, too. And talking off the ledge.
Well, apparently so were about five police officers who walked me out of the building. But
I'll imagine. But the country, everything is wrong now. I don't know why these people claim anything is right. There's nothing right going on in this country right now. We talked about the economy. It had nothing to do with the freaking economy. The economy was at zero because we were being lied to about COVID, and they made people stay home and close their businesses. So screw you on the economy. Any idiot could do better than zero. And this crap that's going on the border is a full-on invasion. And I'm sorry, there should be some serious, serious charges being brought onto the White House and the occupants of the White House.
Not just the White House, the NGO, or the people around the White House.
Start there.
Yeah.
Work your way down. Yeah. It's just, don't think that impeaching this ding-dong of Homeland Security is going to fix anything. Yeah, they're all in on it. These people are making money off of our deaths and our problems and our high prices. There's nothing going right in this country. Anybody that tells you this has not left their house, apparently, because everything is wrong, and it's got to be fixed. It has to be fixed, or we're going to collapse as a country. We're being invaded by the very people that are walking them in that are going to arm up and come after us one day under orders from either the UN or a UN-sanctioned body or even our government, because our soldiers probably wouldn't turn on us. They'll ship them overseas to fight Russia. And then while here at home, all these, what other reason besides, we know that they're voters. You're going to cheat at voting time anyway. There is no other reason other than to come after patriots, Christians. And we know Christianity right now, they're trying to eliminate it.
Exactly.
Don't think that they're not Christians, okay? And do not sit there and go, oh, God's going to take care of me. You know what? And don't ever forget what I tell you, okay? Our part, he will not do. His part, we cannot do. But he's not going to do our part. We have to do our part. I said that in reverse, but we have to do our part.
We do.
And we can't sit on our collective asses and be complacent. Complacency is what got us here. And I sit here and I watch Christians and I watch pastors. You know what? No pastors talk anything about politics in their churches. I grew up in a Baptist church. I'll tell you what, you knew where the preacher stood. He told you. And today, everybody is pansies. Pansies. You know, name one great minister. You know, they go, oh, it's Joel Osteen. You know what? He is what I call a motivational speaker. Okay? There's no wrath of God in that guy. I mean, you got to, I'm sorry, I told you in Baptist church. You know what it's like.
Well, you can, in the Baptist church versus, well, you can be living your best life today. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
Right? And buy my book, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's, while I board my jet.
It's been commercialized beyond belief. It's just like Christmas, commercialized beyond belief. You ask a kid today, what is Christmas all about? You will never hear about the baby Jesus.
No, it's all about Santa Claus and North Pole.
I get presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're exactly 100% correct. And I think, that's a whole nother discussion.
And Doug, we started killing babies.
Oh, wholesale, yes.
When we started killing babies, God turned his back on us.
Rightfully so.
And we've got to win that back.
And have you noticed the backlash against the Roe v. Wade? The terminology is so screwed up. It's not overturning Roe v. Wade. It's putting it back into the state's hands and the state's making their own decisions.
And it's a moot point because you can take a pill the day after you have sex and nothing will occur.
Which reminds me, did you see the news? And folks, did you see this? Where you can actually go into Walgreens and I say Walgreens because I'm very...
Morphine?
And morphine.
They're selling morphine now, man.
Well, you can go to Walgreens and you can get the morning after pill, the abortifacient pill. And there's another, I think it might be CVS. Okay. God forbid a cancer patient can't get pain medication for beyond 7 days. God forbid. You know, the cancer patient, he might get addicted to painkillers. He's dying. He's in hospice. So we can only give you 7 days supply. But hey, you want morning after pills? Come on in. Yeah, take them as you want them. And they're M&Ms. What the hell is wrong with people?
Now, the priorities are really wrong, man. But I'll be honest with you, I'd rather that they took those pills than to kill babies that could feel pain. You people say that babies can't feel pain. How about I try that on you?
Yeah. Let's run an experiment.
In fact, let me snip your freaking umbilical cord just below your skull. Let's see how it goes. You tell me somebody doesn't feel pain.
Eric the Tech, can we somehow...
Man, that makes me just want to...
Modify the studio where we can do that?
I would like people to do some research about conception. If you don't want to get pregnant, don't get pregnant.
Right when that
sperm touches that egg, there are studies out there that say there's a flash of light.
Yes.
When that happens. So conception starts right there. So even a morning after pill, you're getting rid of that soul.
that fast, though, Eric?
Yeah, right when it hits.
There was a fantastic, just an absolutely fantastic video, which I might have handy here. It's one of the best videos I've ever seen. They're showing this in the 8th and 10th grades, folks. You might have seen this posted on social media. And I don't have it with me, or I don't have it handy, I don't believe, but it's one of the best. And it's finally, I think the headline was finally, we have, it might have been in the show notes of a show or two ago.
We might have put that in there at one point.
But if we can find that, the folks, if you haven't seen it, it's one of the absolute. Oh, you know what? I was in the middle of posting it on my website, HagmanPI.com. I don't know if I rather than get, but it's, you're exactly right, RT. You're exactly right. As someone who knows personally, by the way.
You know what? I could have been an abortion. I was the candidate.
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah. My mother didn't know what to do. It's back in the 60s. Early 60s. And she took me, finally, she took me to a friend's house and left me there. Said she was going out. She'd be back. She never came back. And the police, the friend waited like a little over 30 days and then finally called the police. And that, you know what? At least she did that. I thank her for that, or I wouldn't be here today. Exactly. You know, cause back then it was, coat hangers in a back room.
And of course, the defense of killing infants right now goes back to Clinton. Safe, effective, and rare. Or safe.
I can't. Yeah. I'd clear a building over that. Yeah. Just so this doctor that came out the one time and screaming, yeah, I kill babies. Yeah. Wish I'd been walking by. I wouldn't be sitting here with you today.
I'm going to tell you what, and thank God for that. You know,
We need a purge.
Exactly. Eric the Tech, I'm going to send this to you. I found it. It was, it's a draft in my folder, or a draft on the website. I'm going to send this to you because this is perhaps one of the finest. Folks, you want a real good feel good thing? I'm just going to put vid here. As I get this over to you, but this is one of the finest videos I've ever seen created about that very subject, RT, that you brought up. Kind of taking a right or left turn. Let me know when you get it and set it up. But we do have, by the way, we do have other things to get into, including especially, are we under attack? This 2 days ago. I don't know how many people saw this, and I think it was Clinton County, Michigan, Clinton Township, I'm sorry. And whoever writes these headlines man, I'll tell you what's wrong with people. But I want to show you a video before you cue that life video up. Video or cut four is America Under Attack. Look what happened and how many people saw this on the news. But the investigation is still ongoing as to what caused this fire. Although, if you look at the headlines from Fox News, what caused the fire? Caused by a wholesaler. Okay, so that's like saying, well, the shooting was caused by the AR-15 or the you know, the shooting was caused by the 38. No, 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 and hell no. But I'd like you to watch this and ask yourself between the destruction of the food processing plants, the specific hubs. And look, I know fires occur. I get that. But to this extent, with this regularity and at these pivot or very important points, you have to ask yourself, is this deliberate? Do we have cut four available? All right, watch this. This is in Michigan. And tell a bystander, I think a quarter of a mile away, was hit by a piece of shrapnel from this and died. Okay. Watch this and ask yourself, what caused this? And could it be that maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe instead of killing a Lincoln Riley type person, they're going after our industry and other places? Watch this. By the way, this is driving down the road. I don't know, half a mile away. Quarter mile away. Explosions, excuse me, nitrogen tanks in this facility. And shrapnel flying upwards of a mile away. That's going to leave a mark. You ask yourself how that happened. Well, the investigation is continuing. Okay, you can, in the interest of time, you can cut that and go to page one, where it says multiple explosions reported in Clinton Township caused by wholesaler on 15 Mile. What in the hell does that even mean? Who writes these headlines?
Well, 15 Mile Road is they've got like 10 Mile Road, 12 Mile Road.
Right. No, I get that. But we. Caused multiple. By wholesalers. So,
what does that mean? Exactly.
So I read through the article not once, but twice, because what am I missing? Did a wholesaler light a match? I don't know. I mean, did a wholesaler, did they toss a cigar into a whatever?
Yeah, did he leave a valve open or something? I mean, what are you saying?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Read the article, folks. It's in the show prep at HagmanPI.com. Read the article. It has nothing to do with that. They don't know. They don't know. It's still under investigation.
I think they might have mistitled that.
Slightly,
yeah.
Yeah, that's like saying, yeah, the SUV.
The wholesaler causes. Building.
Unbelievable. But ask yourself, because of the open borders and such, are we under attack? And then I believe we are.
Oh, we are. And Christianity is definitely under attack. It is.
Christianity?
Yeah.
Look, the redefining of white Christianity, and by the way, people will refer to Romans 13 as the keystone to worship your government. Well, it doesn't say that. It doesn't mean that. It's the whole gospel has been bastardized. And if you think Jesus Christ was this pacifist flower child of the first century, he was
against the government. He was against what they were doing at the church with the Pharisees and all. When he went in there, places a marketplace in the temple, he went bananas.
He did.
They defiled his father's house.
Yes. Yeah.
People read the Bible and start staying away from all the different variations. Grab the King James Version. Stick with it. Okay? Because one word can change a whole sentence. Amen. Be careful.
All right.
Now, be careful with that.
And before we get into really the other stuff, Eric the Tech does have the conception video. And I don't know if you've seen this. But folks, if you haven't seen this, please, the link will be at HagmanPI.com. Spread this around. This is a beautifully done video that's being shown in 8th and 10th grade in West Virginia. God bless West Virginia going forward. Here it is.
This is Olivia. Though she has yet to greet the outside world, she has already completed an amazing journey. This is the moment that life begins. A new human being has come into existence. At fertilization, her gender, ethnicity, hair color, eye color, and countless traits are already determined. She begins to implant in the uterus about 1 week after fertilization. Her cells organize into what we call an embryo. At 3 weeks and 1 day, just 22 days after fertilization, Olivia's heartbeat can be detected. the buds of her arms and legs appear by 4 weeks. She begins to move between 5 and 6 weeks with both spontaneous and reflexive movements. At 6 weeks from fertilization, her brain activity can be recorded and bone formation begins. She can bring her hands together at 7.5 weeks and separate fingers and toes emerge. She can also begin to hiccup. At the beginning of the 9th week, Olivia will have grown from a single cell into nearly 1 billion cells, and she is now called the fetus. She will suck her thumb and swallow, grasp an object, touch her face, sigh, and stretch. At 11 weeks, she is playing in the womb, moving her body, and exploring her environment. Her taste bud cells have matured by week 12, but are still scattered throughout her mouth. Her mother will first sense Olivia's movements between 14 and 18 weeks, an event called quickening. Beginning at 18 weeks, ultrasounds show speaking movements in her voice box. Around 20 weeks, with a lot of help, babies have survived outside the womb. At 27 weeks, her eyes are responding to light. She can recognize her parents' voices and will even recognize lullabies and stories. Olivia has gone on an amazing journey during these last 9 months. She will soon signal to her mother that it is time for delivery and greet the outside world.
BabyOlivia.com is the origin of that. And
very cool. That's very great. That's awesome. That is awesome.
You know, sometimes we have to take these turns because that to me is fantastic, brother. I mean, that's fantastic.
There's nothing more precious than a child.
Amen.
It's just amazing. I remember when my daughter was born, it's the most amazing thing I ever experienced.
And
just amazing,
you know.
I was just in awe, you know.
But contrast that with that Dr. Mary Gatter, that satanic bitch from Planned Parenthood, who was the medical director's council president for Planned Parenthood Federation for America, saying, "You know, I want a Lamborghini." Talking about
one thing, you know, that's one thing, killing the babies, but then to sit there and profit from the murder.
Yeah.
It's like, she should be in jail. She should not be sitting out having lunch somewhere. Somebody should launch her with a .38.
But isn't it funny that Americans, or most of us, have kind of forgotten about that Center for Medical Progress? The evidence that they turned over about the improper killing and then trafficking in the organs of the unborn. Americans forgot about that.
And think about it. If you and I were sitting here talking about whacking somebody, terminating somebody.
We'd be
in jail. But I'm saying they come after us legally.
Of course they would.
Absolutely.
As well they should.
But you want to sit here and talk about terminating babies.
Right.
Wholesale.
I know.
I just don't even get it. And here's the part that puzzles me. You wonder why children go to school and shoot other children. It's because they've been taught that life isn't precious.
That's right.
They could have been terminated if their mother felt that way. Guess what? That tells them life ain't precious. So why would you get upset with them for going to school and shooting other children?
And don't
blame the gun. Blame the parents and what they've taught them. Blame the government and what they've taught them.
100%. I agree. And Eric just found
scientists
just captured the flash of light that sparks when the sperm meets the egg. God is good. God is, you know.
I'll stand corrected on that then, Eric, because I thought that the conception took longer.
I'll just say this, okay? We don't even have to get that granular. I just, when you look at these these pharmacies that push the jab, the slab jab, with impunity and without a second thought. Hey, come and get. I just talked to someone who had COVID, got their sixth booster. I said, well, what do the first five do for you? I couldn't finish my conversation. I had to walk away.
Now the CDC says you just treat it like the flu.
Let's forget everything. Everything's
per. Yeah. That's per the CDC. Well, it just came out a week ago.
And the FDA changing the food pyramid. Did folks, you hear about that? I mean, all of this stuff. This is, and I talked to the head of this, or the doctor behind or involved in this NanoSoma stuff, and he was saying, look, where was I going with that? He was saying, look, this stuff, everything has been built on Rockefeller medicine, is what he said. And very true, back in the early 20th century, Rockefeller, okay, the money that's being made on cancer, the money that's being made by Big Pharma, that's why I'm so high on this, on the spray, mm-hmm. and I'm extremely, I mean, I'm sold on this, and mm-hmm. it takes, my wife is, and it takes a lot, but anyway.
The cure for cancer is here. I brought this up in the meeting Sunday night when we were on the phone call, 10 or 12 years ago. I remember them talking about taking a cancer cell, and then what they did is they took a flu cell and put it right into the cancer cell. What happened?
Yes.
The body eliminated it. Bam. Cancer cell gone. Dead.
And God gave us the bodies to fight
this. Thank you. And I've always said, anything that is on this earth, God has also put something down here to fix it.
Absolutely.
And I say the cure for cancer will come from the ground. I've always said that.
Yeah.
And I believe it's here. I believe it's already here. But they're making money on it. That's the whole thing. See, we're just wholesale slaves to these people, to these globalists. They don't give a shit about you or your kids. They don't give a damn. Nothing. I don't even know if they care about their kids. They don't care. They just care about money and power. And how much money and power does a person actually need? And I pray every day that these people fall. I pray that they fall, Lord. If we can't fix them, strike them down. Please.
And there's nothing wrong, by the way, with imprecatory prayer. I've gotten emails from Christians saying, oh, you can't do. No.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. They're predators. They are predators.
Okay.
And you think David didn't pray when he was going on up there against Goliath? I'm sure he uttered a few.
Amen. All right, we're before we run out of time, I want to get into this pipe bomb. Folks, if anyone who has fallen for the January 6th hoax, we know, Randy Taylor knows, we know, and I know you know, that this was nothing more than a Fed operation, or a Fed operation, over 200
huge.
People. Absolutely. But what's not talked about very often, in fact, I would argue why Steve Baker from The Blaze was prosecuted in the manner and at the time he was prosecuted was his work with the pipe bombs. Remember the pipe bombs that were planted on January 5th? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to video/Twitter 5. Okay, this is on Twitter. This is not new. There are, in fact, this is the subject of my latest column in Wisconsin Christian News, and I when I went through this, and I spent hours going through the research of Darren Beatty, Julie Kelly, Schallenberger, others, and if I forgot anyone, I apologize. Steve Baker, check this out, RT and folks, pipe bomb smoking gun. This is a tweet as well as a video. Okay, now I'm going to bring this up so I can follow along with this too. Can you put that up there, Eric the Tech? There it is. Okay. So, okay, pause that for a second. What we're watching here, now the official story, RT, and you, your experience with law enforcement, my experience, okay, this the building on the right behind the hanging traffic lights is the Democratic National Committee headquarters. This is January 6, 2021. Note the time. It's 11:24 in the morning, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, remember the scenes of someone planting a pipe bomb at the DNC as well as at the supposedly at the RNC. Well, come to find out, it was not planted at the RNC. It was planted at the Capitol Hill Club across the street from the RNC. But that aside, here it is, 11:24 in the morning, and I'll narrate this as it goes by. Before you start that again, where was Kamala Harris, the VP-elect, but the senator who was going to be involved in the certification of the vote at the Capitol? Where was she? Was she at the Capitol? Well, she was in the morning, very early in the morning. But then watch this. Go ahead. There's the DNC on the right. Now, you may have already seen this. I know. We did play it, but that's all right. Let's play it again because this is important. This is from a CCTV camera that never moved in the days prior to this event. It's on the garage. You can see the garage of the building at the base of the driveway there, at the end of the driveway. And
there's a cone and parking lot.
Right, as well as a security guard. Now, by way of context, about 10 feet away from the security guard is a pipe bomb. It's a pipe bomb. Now, earlier that morning, they brought dog-sniffing dogs to that building. The perimeter and inside of the building was checked for any bombs. They found none. Here is Kamala Harris arriving at the DNC at 11:25 in the morning on January 6th. Why isn't she at the Capitol? Who is she meeting with here? And notice when they pull in, and I'm going to say this right now, that pipe bomb is allegedly by that park bench, which is just out of view from what you're looking at right now. Now, they're moving the cones, so the one vehicle, the black, is a Secret Service detail vehicle, and the white, I believe, is a Secret Service transport vehicle as well, or it could be a Capitol Police vehicle.
It's a police car.
It could be. There was one where it said it was a marked Secret Service detail car, but without regard to that. So they back in. The one backs in, and the other one pulls in. Let's see here. Maybe. How long is this video, Eric the Tech? Okay, another minute. Are we almost done with this? Okay, so here, that's right. Capitol Police also pulling into the driveway as well. Again, that pipe bomb was reportedly left in that position for over 16 hours without anyone seeing it. They're walking right friggin' by it. They had a bomb-sniffing dog out there.
What type of timing device was on it?
An egg timer. An egg timer that had a 60-minute capacity.
Wow.
And you know what? The device, when you see the picture, is there a picture that has, within that article, that has a device next to, I think there's like a split picture within that article. If not, it's on another page. Okay, let's go to page
60-minute egg timer.
Yeah. So it hurts my head to think about this. You've got two, by the way, inert, despite their saying, no, these could have killed people. Okay, if they could have killed people, then the breach of protocol by the Secret Service and the Capitol Police is unforgivable, because children walked by it. Once they saw it, okay, there's the position based on what you just saw. That's where the pipe bomb was located.
I mean, he damn near sat the cone on it.
Yeah.
You know, when he moved the cone, seriously, this is unbelievable. I'd love to see photographs of that bomb. You know, how we used to be able to look at the bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan. We could tell you pretty much who wired the things.
I think we have a picture of it in page 3. If we don't, it would be page 4.
It's always interesting to look at.
Yeah, this matched, and Jack Posobiec got into a pissing contest with Sebastian Gorka. I don't know what the hell's wrong with Sebastian Gorka. I met him at the Capitol in 17, maybe, I don't know. And nice guy, I thought, but he got into a real pissing contest with Jack Posobiec, who said, look, this bomb matches the specifics to the training bombs that were used by the FBI. So in my mind, based on everything I've seen, I have no doubt that the FBI themselves planted these bombs.
Yep.
There it is right there. What do you make of that, my friend? There's a picture of the bomb.
Wow.
A crude device. You got two wires. Both going to the caps on the tube, and a 60-minute egg timer.
I'll be damned.
Look at that. Now, again, Steve
Baker.
This
episode brought to you by Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Really, somewhere there's a plumbing supply place.
Some lead pipe.
And Home Goods. Let's not forget about Home Goods for the egg timer.
Wow.
Okay, so that's what was at both locations. One near a rat trap by the, a rodent trap by the Capitol Hill Club. This at the DNC. This is the most underreported story. And Darren Beatty should have a Pulitzer as well as
Jimmy Kelly. And at both locations.
Yes.
That to me is the incredible part. At both locations.
So
they could play it either way they wanted.
What are the chances? Now think about this. What are the chances one person can plant two of those bombs? By the way, they're identical. One at the Capitol Hill Club, not the DNC or RNC, Capitol Hill Club, and the other at the DNC. Mm-hmm. What are the chances? 16 hours later, they're found within 15 minutes of each other, just right around the time the vote for certification was going to be made. What are the chances?
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, Doug, there's got to be video footage further to the right if that's the Democrat headquarters.
Well, there would
that whole building can be seen,
but
somehow
there would be. Except, we have a problem, just like the 9/11 Pentagon problem.
The freaking Pentagon has no video footage.
Yeah,
they actually. Okay, that camera that you saw those pictures from, right after the find. And by the way, the guy in the backpack, the picture you had on right before them. Who was the guy in the backpack? Turns out.
It's Doug Hagman.
Yeah, it's me. No, he is an undercover plainclothes police officer for the Capitol Police, who happens just to walk by at the right time and say, "Hey, what's this? Oh, look, I found pipe bomb."
The guard didn't question it at all.
He literally
sat the cone on it.
Essentially, yes. Now. Here's the other problem with
this. But
that
dude just got out of class. He's got his book.
He's got his book. And I get so sick. And by the way, okay, maybe it's just me getting old. What is it with adults walking around with friggin' book bags?
Hey,
stop it.
I wear
stop
a book bag.
I know. And I
got my laptop.
We know you can't read.
Some stuff from Home Depot.
Stuff from Home Depot.
Pipe, caps, wire.
All the necessities of life.
But, wow. It took 2.5 minutes.
And nobody's talking about this.
No. Darren Beatty, God bless him. Steve Baker, Julie Kelly. Julie Kelly is on this like two coats of paint.
Just a heads up. We got 3 minutes.
All right. Here's the bottom line. This will, pardon the pun, blow open the hoax of January 6th, and no one wants to touch it. And I believe this is why Steve Baker, in part, was arrested when he was. Folks, the links will be at HagmanPI.com. And I'm going to
definitely check out the Julie Kelly.
Oh, my gosh. Declassified Julie Kelly. Subscribe to her Substack and support her work, as well as Darren Beatty from Revolver. Revolver's all over this. And this is nothing new, okay? But it needs to be seen by every person out there. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Hagman. This is NanoSoma. I don't know what's in here exactly, but I take this. It's a spray. I take this 5 shots a couple of times a day. And the change in my metabolism, the change in my status as a type 2 diabetic, the change in my heart issues, the change in my hips, my one hip, I was going to need a replacement, not no more.
Send me a bottle of that there, Kemosabe.
Well, no, you've got, yeah, and this was part of last night. This is why I'm mentioning it, because I've got some stuff coming to you, but it was so difficult to get the meeting on the platform. And
okay,
but folks, do me a favor, please listen to this, and I'm going to shut up about this. I found this. I don't take any other supplements. No, I've stopped taking supplements. I only use this because this tells my body what it needs, and then my body fixes the problems.
Does it spray under the tongue? Doug?
No, it's just sprayed in your mouth.
Okay.
Spray in your mouth. Spray in your ear if you want. I don't care, but your mouth is better. Okay. This, and also my dog who's got Cushing's, the lady who's got Cushing's disease, believe it or not, I give this to my dog. Not, I don't spray it. I do something else with it, but it's been helping.
No wonder she won't come around.
Yeah, wrestling with my dog. Yeah. I don't do it that way. Okay. But folks, do me a favor. Two favors. Go to IWantMyHealthBack.com/Hagman. But part of that, watch the videos. And you might say, I don't have time to watch. Watch the videos.
Take the time.
Because understand what this is. I can't explain. I'm not going to explain it. You got the last minute and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hagman Coffee, beans or K-Cups. This stuff is awesome. Get up and start every day. I put it in the coffee cup that my buddy sent me, the Hagman coffee cup. But this here, listen, you're helping the kids, okay? You've got the three blends. I personally go with the mild blend because I've turned into a wimp over the years. But my wife, she likes that hardcore detective blend.
By the way, our goal is 3 days, 4 days max from the roaster to your mailbox.
Yeah, and everybody's been very, very, I get a lot of emails. People are very happy with it. And if you have any questions, feel free to email. I will answer your question for you, okay? Also, please follow us on Twitter. I'm at @RandyTaylor_USA, all right? @RandyTaylor_USA. I'd like to see you, hear from you. We're tired of being shadow banned there. Thank you for supporting this program. We're going into a very tough year. This is a hard year, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of things we have to do. Please support the program.
Please do.
You know, buy some coffee. Visit our sponsors. We have awesome sponsors. If not just directly, contribute to the show.
Put a stamp on a gold brick and send it.
You got it. You got it. We love you. But we can't do this without you.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's very, very imperative. We're getting hit from all sides, ladies and gentlemen. We need your help.
Amen.
And God bless you, the ones that are. I pray that the Lord blesses you every single day. You're on my prayer list.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. We'll be talking. Folks, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Am I on time? There we go. Look at that. All right.
Awesome.
Oh, I got 30 seconds.
There you go.
I want my health back. com/Hagman. I'm telling you, man, it's the bee's knees.
Awesome.
What the hell was that about?
The bee's knees.
All right. I'll see you later.